We're talking now about, I think it may be our final share on the Putner stuff. Maybe we'll be able to get one more in. I would really like to. And it's a topic that I tend to be naturally pulled to topics along these lines. It's an important sugya in the world of machshava that I think has very, very practical implications. It happens to be, I speak with people about this, I think, all the time. Oddly enough, when it's a leap year, it's a longer chorus month, I have conversations about this more often than I do when it's not a leap year. That has to do with overcoming religious struggles. I want to talk about what I am speaking about and what I'm not. I'm not talking about a person who happens to experience significant doubts of emunah. I'm not talking about a person who something very extreme is going on that needs to be dealt with in whatever camp that happens, whatever that is. I'm not talking about not specific issues or more extreme things. I'm speaking about the regular, just natural sort of ups and downs that happen. I'm not saying that doubts in faith are not considered to be regular or natural. I'm saying the regular up and down that happens with Avodas Hashem. There are time periods, as we all, I believe, have experienced, in which we feel like things are going well, and it's easier to learn, and it's easier to daven. And there are definitely times where we really don't feel that. And there are definitely times where a person can feel like it's just not clicking, and my learning is not as productive as it should be, and my davening is not where I want it to be. And for a lot of people, how to deal with those ups and downs, how to deal with those religious struggles, ends up becoming something that is very, very, it can really weigh on you a lot. And it's something that I really want to talk about. I want to give a bit of a hakdama and speak about the mahalchim of two Bali Machshava. One is Rabbi Nachman and one is Rabbi Huttner. Aside from the fact that I'm pulled a little bit to both of their, both of them, in terms of their Sfarim, I think they both speak very directly about this, and we're talking with people who are going through some of these struggles, and we're trying to give some chizuk and to give some understanding of it. So let me start like this. A very important pasuk in Parshas Vayelech. Vayomer aleihem ben meyav esrim shana anochi hayom le'uchal od latzeis v'lavo. Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Klal Yisrael at the end of his life. He's 120 years today, and le'uchal od latzeis v'lavo. I can't anymore go out and come in. A very strange phrase, Lo'uchal od latzeis v'lavo. Rashi says, it's not that he was getting weaker, the pasuk later implies he wasn't getting weaker. What it means rather is, Lo'uchal, I'm not allowed to. Right now Yehoshua's taking over, and I'm no longer allowed to be the person who's going to be your leader. Rashi says another pshat, latzeis v'lavo b'divrei Torah, that Moshe Nistimu mimenu besoras minus achachma Moshe Rabbeinu. At that point in time, it was certain something was blocked, and he wasn't able to learn the same way. And that was Moshe saying, "It's the end of my time, and it's time to move on." The Ishbitzer in Me'ashiloach and Rabbi Tzadok in a couple of places references this idea. The Ishbitzer says that Moshe Rabbeinu it means something else. Lo'uchal od latzeis v'lavo. Moshe Rabbeinu at 120 got to a point in his life where he had perfected himself. To the point where he was so stable where he was, there was no longer going to be any more movement. Moshe was not latzeis v'lavo, to go up and down, to go out, to come this way. Moshe was where he was. He was no longer able to fall anymore because he was so solid, but he was also no longer able to grow. And at that point in time, so that's when a person moves on from this world. And the Ishbitzer writes, the Ishbitzer implies, that the same potential to grow always comes with potential to fall. If there's no risk of falling, if a person can never fall, then they can never grow. So long as we're totally set and stable, so then we're stable. But part of what allows us to grow is also, the flip side, is the risk of falling. It means that we're not totally set, we're not totally stable. There's a certain vitality, a certain vibrancy that a person has. And in that sense, just framing the discussion a little bit, sometimes there can be a negativity that comes. So the fact, why do I have ups and downs? That's part of life. And those ups and downs, by and large, are what give us the ability, ultimately, that same possibility is why we're able to grow. But let me focus a little bit on Rabbi Nachman. Let me focus a little bit on Rav Huttner. Rabbi Nachman says, I think I would summarize it into two main categories of what he says. I find these ideas to be exceptionally important and beneficial. The Likutei Moharan, Torah Chaf Hei, major Yesodot, back of Meir Shechter, in one of his Sfarim, discusses this Rabbi Nachman at length. It's a Yesod Gadol in Avodas Hashem. Says Rabbi Nachman as follows: there are sometimes, the first question you got to figure out, am I actually having a Yerida? There are some times where a person feels like, says Rabbi Nachman, they are falling, but in truth, they're actually not. Says Rabbi Nachman, this is a yisod, he explains al pi kabbalah why this is so. It matters a bit less for us. That when every person is jumping up a level in Avodas Hashem, I'm going from level A to level B. So says Rabbi Nachman, what happens is, right before they make that jump, they always have to tackle all the nisyonos, all the challenges that were there on that lower level. Whenever you're about to make a jump, you always have to first just tackle for one last time all of those challenges, all of those nisyonos that you had on the lower level. So, you know what's happening sometimes? A person's about to grow a level. They're about to jump in Avodas Hashem. But they feel certain challenges. They feel certain struggles. And they make the mistake of thinking that those struggles are a function of them dropping. Says Rabbi Nachman, that's often not true. Often that person's about to jump another level of Avodas Hashem. Just to jump a level of Avodas Hashem, sometimes you got to tackle some of those things. He writes as follows: "V'amar uvazet tovim hachasidim harbe." Many chasidim make a mistake about this. Shepitom nidmelahem to nafluh me'avodas Hashem. They think that they're falling. Uve'ms einzeh nefila klal rak machmas etzrichim la'alos mimadrega lemadrega. They're going up level. So Rabbi Nachman, the first thing he teaches us, which is very important, sometimes when it feels like you're struggling, you're not. You're actually growing. And you're about to experience, not just growing, an serious aliyah in Avodas Hashem that a person has to be sensitive to. But we know there are also times where a person is actually falling. There are times where a person is actually falling. And here, Rabbi Nachman, I think, gives us two or three points. Some of these really, in a certain sense, identified with him more than others. Rabbi Nachman gives us some insight as to what a person does when they feel like they're really struggling and they feel like they're really falling. Sichos Maran, Sefer source number 6. Sichos Maran, Rabbi Nachman writes as follows. This we know. V'ha'ikr shehakol talebo shelo yehe miya'ish atzom yitzakel Hashem uschayim espalo avisbarach tamid. Av apichin osr liya'ish atzmo, says Rabbi Nachman, the first thing you got to make sure you're going to do is don't give up hope. Don't give up hope. The first thing Rabbi Nachman is trying to tell someone who feels like they've really fallen, you can never fall too far. There's always, always hope. He explains why a little bit in a piece of Kutim Aran, which is a little bit well known because it's a song, and I think on bumper stickers probably also. It says Rabbi Nachman as follows, and this is not just a cute kind of a comment. This is Rabbi Nachman saying, a person, if you believe that you were able to bring yourself to such a low level, believe that you can get yourself up also. What's the something that is like yourself in Israel? Zel umazeh asa elokim. If you have the capacity to be vibrant enough, you have the spiritual capacity to cause yourself to drop certain levels, it means that you also have the ability to bring yourself up also. It means that you're a person who can move religiously. It means that you were blessed with kochos to move madregas. And if you believe you can break something, believe you can fix something. Sometimes it's easier to break something, but it doesn't mean that, but if you can do it, the capacity, aliba, the MS is really there to try to fix and to try to get up. So the first thing, make sure you're really falling. Second thing, if you think that you're falling, don't give up hope. Believe that you can get out. Believe you can get out. If you can get to that low point, you have the capacity to get out. When I'm really low, so what do I do? This is one of the more famous pieces of Rabbi Nachman, Kutim Aran Tinyana, Torah Yud Beis. This is a very, very famous piece. Rabbi Nachman writes as follows. V'afil kishenofel chas v'shalom l'sfeikos. V'yesh nefilaso gedolim ma'od ma'od rachmano l'tzlam. Shenofel l'sfeikos v'herhurim. You have a lot of people that mamish, they fall. U'meharher achar Hashem yisbarach. He's asking real questions. Rabbi Nachman says it is often that Yerida that is in and of itself what leads to tremendous aliyah. Tremendous aliyah. It is not just, and we'll see Rav Huna says explicitly later on, it's not about overcoming a Yerida for Rabbi Nachman, it's about learning how to find within that Yerida elements of the Ribono Shel Olam and learning how to use that and channel that. Has it manifest itself for Rabbi Nachman? Rabbi Nachman writes as follows. Lo kol ha'aretz kvodo. The whole world is built as kavod l'ribono shel olam. And anything that's sustained in this world, Rabbi Nachman maintains, anything sustained in this world is sustained because Ribono shel olam wills it to continue in existence. What that means, says Rabbi Nachman, again, we're taking out sections of what he says. Says Rabbi Nachman, what that means is, where every person is ever finds themselves, where if you ever find yourself somewhere, that is a place, melo kol ha'aretz kevodo, where the cover of the Ribono Shel Olam is there. It's a place that's in existence because the Ribono Shel Olam wills it to be in existence. And that means, number one, you're never as far as you really think. And what do I have to do, says Rabbi Nachman? When you fall to very, very low places, to dirty places, dirty thoughts and dirty places, he feels like he's really far away. And the person calls out, he says, I know Meloch L'Aretz Kevodo, but where is it? Where's that place? So then, me'achas she'roeh ba'atzmo, she'rachok b'mikvod yisbarach, me'achas she'makom kavod elu, b'zeh ze ikar tikuno v'aliyasa, b'vchinas yirida tachas ha'aliyah hamu v'sfarim. When you look for Ribono Shel Olam in the places when you're low, and a person feels very distant, Rav Nachman's here talking about a kind of falling, where the fall for Rav Nachman is describing here, is not, it's one where I feel distant. I feel like Ribono Shel Olam, I'm not connected. I feel like I daven, and I can daven very nicely sometimes. I can daven, I can look at having kavana, but I know I'm pretty far. I know I'm far, and I can learn, I've been in touch all day. But Rav Nachman here, we're talking about an emotional kind of distance, kind of separation. Rav Nachman is saying, when you experience that, what you're supposed to say when I feel like I'm far is, I am, where's the Ribono Shel Olam? And when you say that, at that moment, when you're machnis that question into that place, you will begin to see Ribono Shel Olam. You'll begin to appreciate Hashem. It's etzem, that bakasha, that ratzon that uplifts you and gets you out. That when you're in a low place and you feel distant, says Rabbi Nachman, kish mevakesh u'mechapes, aye makin kvodo, bazeh be'atzma hu chozer v'olel kavra elyon. When you experience, when you request that, where are you? In and of it's, at that moment, that's when the aliyah starts. It's in a certain sense like the pasuk, ki lo azafta dorshecha Hashem. God never leaves those who are doreshim. And therefore, one of the best things a person can do who's really struggling is to just turn the mentality, I have hope, to search, because Ribono Shel Olam doesn't leave those who are doresh him. As a result of this, you find Hashem more, and you get closer. When you turn in that time of need, and you turn in that time of distance, you actually end up getting much closer. Nachman says it's true in all areas of life. There's always, it's dafka those sfeikos, dafka those questions, dafka that struggle that leads, when you finally are really searching, that's when you really find. Any chiddush in learning is like that. How much, what's the high percentage of chiddushim in learning, of quality chiddushim, stem from a lack of clarity, from sfeikos? I don't get what pshat is. How does that make sense? How could the Rambam say that? If the Gemara says this, but if you're dealing with a struggle, and you're dealing with an intellectual sort of a struggle. If I don't get it, it's dafka those questions. But if they call Torah, yesh bechinas feikos kanal, kigon bechidushe Torah. Kodem shemechachim, yesh kamas feikos uvolbulim, kodem shemevaru umelabin hadavar kiroi. So Rabbi Nachman is teaching that a person who experiences a certain kind of fall or a certain kind of distance has to learn how to shift and turn to Ribono Shel Olam, melo kol ha'aretz kevodo. So where is your kavod? When you ask that question, you'll start finding it. Then it's located there. And that's often the starting point. But for Rabbi Nachman, a lot of Rabbi Nachman does is he reframes, the way I would summarize it, is reframing a yerida. One of the reasons why a person struggles a lot with yeridas is because they feel like something is wrong. They feel like as a result, it's going to impinge on their ability to really grow. So they end up being much more limited. They end up being much more, they have a hard time because they experience it that way. And Rabbi Nachman reframes the yeridas. First of all, says Rabbi Nachman, I'm not sure that it's a yerida at all. Maybe you're growing. Second, this is something which you could potentially, you can always get out of. You can get there, you can get out. Don't be overwhelmed by it. And realize, we saw Rabbi Nachman now, that there's an opportunity within it. Those yeridos are always opportunities to find Ribono Shel Olam in places where you could not find him thus far. He writes with Maran Tanyana and Torah Zion. Nachman writes that there are some people who are so far they need v'tzarech hatzadik l'orim u'lahakitzam, in the thought of Rabbi Nachman in particular, there are some people that mamish, they're so far, they're never so far aliva de'emes, but they feel like they're so far, they need a tzadik to pick them up. At least one that can pick them up. Us, who don't have that opportunity per se, there's what? Sometimes we need someone to help pick us up. And that's an important idea also when a person's struggling religiously, is I don't have to always do it on my own. I can have hope and I can be searching, but if I feel like I'm not getting there, so not talking about the tzaddik, his unique ability, if we're using Rabbi Nachman a little bit to develop a certain perspective, one thing that Rabbi Nachman can sometimes we need help. And sometimes a person's embarrassed to turn somewhere if they feel like they're struggling. Sometimes a person can turn somewhere and feel like it's not so fruitful. To go somewhere where you're going to find someone who can really help you. If I can paraphrase a misquote in the name of a certain Chashev Rebbe, not every person with a beard is a Rebbe, and every person that's a Rebbe is a Baal Eitza. We've got to be very cautious about who we go to when we have struggles to make sure we're going to someone that can really help us. A lot of it hasn't even be a Rebbe, but it can be someone, it can be a parent, it can be a friend, it can be a mentor, it can be someone who we think has insight, but someone who actually has insight. Not every person that can give a shiur can give insight on how to overcome certain struggles, and therefore make sure that you're developing relationships and seeking out the kind of people that can help you. That's Ad Kan Rabbi Nachman. Again, I'm trying to move a little bit because we don't have a ton of time. Rav Huttner. So Rav Huttner, similar to Rabbi Nachman, but in different ways, and Rav Huttner, this is famous stuff in the thought of Rav Huttner. One letter here is famous. We have four letters in the sheet that we'll try and go through. Rav Huttner, and this is why the letters are great, because he's writing to Talmidim who are struggling. One piece of advice that I would just give you is that in life, as we move on, we have to make sure in choosing a Rebbe that we have the kind of Rebbe we could talk to when we're having ups and downs in Avodas Hashem. I think Rav Huttner is a great model of someone that did that well. Could be I'm in a shiur by something, but I have to have a Rebbe who can do that for me. And when you see how Rav Huttner does and the chizuk he gives, I think you can appreciate, you know, how that works. First thing is the underlying process. Rav Huttner is a very famous letter. It goes Ksavim. It's the Kuf Chav Ches. Rav Huttner says as follows. The person's writing that he's struggling. Rav Huttner starts by saying like this. First of all, it's a critique of Gedolim books and like references, I think in the second week maybe. Rav Huttner says, when we think about chashuv people, we often think about chashuv people only as far as their end game, what they were like in the end of the day, but we don't focus enough on those people in terms of how much the struggle they had to go through to get to where they got. The Chavetz Chaim, says Rav Huttner, was not born with a perfect kinyan on the world of Dibor. The Chavetz Chaim was a person who worked on himself to the point, after no doubt, a lot of very difficult, hard work, I'm sure ups and downs, to the point where he became someone who had, from our perspective, perfected a certain kind of Dibor. So the first thing Rav Huttner does to sort of make us a little bit more relaxed is it's very, very normal. And great people have this also. Great people all have their struggles, and it's reoriented similar now. Everyone has these things. And if you think that people don't have these things, so just know, it's a lie. They all have it. Everyone has their ups and downs. You gotta be aware of that. Rav Huttner says, The goal is not being passive. The goal is a milchama that emerges from Yetzer Tov. There are times where you're going to be, quote, Anglit Omrim, saying us lose a battle and win the war. Sometimes you may lose a particular battle, but it is a war, and there's a need to continually try, to strive, to grow. Rav Huttner has a very famous pshat. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vikam, the Tzadik falls seven times and gets up. And if Huttner says, and this is a very important yesod, some people think, he said, the tipshim, the foolish, think that the pshat in that Pasuk is, the Tzadik, it's a rabusa. That even though he fell seven times, he still got up. And that pshat in that Pasuk, Sheva Yipol Tzadik, he fell seven times and he still got up. So the Huttner, it's not pshat in that letter, in that Pasuk. Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'kam means it is dafka by experiencing the struggle, it is dafka by having that milchama, Sheva Yipol Tzadik, it's because he went through those yuridos, because he went through that fight and that struggle, V'kam, then he emerged the Tzadik, then he emerged victorious. Because he went through that, says Rav Huttner, Hatipshim Choshvim, Ki kavanaso b'derech meruba. The tipshim think that it's, he even did that. No. Chachamim yodim heitev. Shakavana hu shemahus hakima shel atzadik. He derech hashev nefila shelo. Says Rav Hoder, the first thing that all of our struggles build us, they make us stronger, they give us the capacity to grow and to become more successful. You have elements of this idea. I think, though I can't prove it, the Chachamim here, Rav Tzadok and Pri Tzadok has a very similar pshat. I would wonder whether that's a little bit what's being referred to here. Some of that's the Ramban, the purpose of a Nisayo, the test, of Al Kim Nisayas Avram. Part of the test is Lahotzi Menakoach Elapoach. When you go through a struggle and you go through a hard time, you become better as a result. You become better. When a person has a hard time, he has a hard time learning, and he fights through it anyway, his commitment, the extent to which he's kohen at Torah, is going to be greater, such a footnote. Now, you have to be cautious, because sometimes it can also break you, to be cautious. But in general, a person who's able to fight through, to go sheva yipal tzadik v'kam, that's a person who's going to be able to do it, and those are the people always who are able to do it. He writes as follows, and I happen to relate to this a lot. Ulam hineni lochetz oscha elvavi v'lachot, I'll tell you a secret. I'll tell you a secret, I'll open up my heart to you. If your letter had said, al odos ha-mitzvos ha-maisim tovim shalcha, had the letter you written me said, all the mitzvahs you're doing right now, ha-yisi omer shekibalti mimcha michtav tov, I would have said I got a good letter from you. Achshav shemichtav chav misaper al-dabar yuridos v'nefilos v'mechsholim, but now when I see your letter told me about your ups and downs and your challenges, omer shekibalti mimcha michtav tov me'od. Now I'll say that's a very, very good letter. That's a very, very good letter. That there's someone who isn't just... I happen to experience that. I identified with it very strongly. I had a conversation with someone pretty recently who's had a lot of real ups and downs. Who's had a lot of real ups and downs. And from my perspective, when you have this conversation with someone who is struggling but still searching and struggling now with someone who's bigger as a result of those struggles, it's a very, very good letter. It's a Pesach for greatness. Person who's always just okay, he's always just okay. Some of us may know that phenomenon a little bit. You have it sometimes in the year in Israel, if I can just a quick aside, like the good guy phenomenon. You have a guy, he's a good guy. He's always a good guy. And in Israel, he's a good guy also. But he never really turns on a certain level of commitment. He's always the same. I don't mean the same. It's fine to be the same. Hashkafik, he's spoken about that a lot. You know, there's growth right to left, there's growth up and down. Same guy who's mamish is stagnant because he feels like he's begeder tov, he was always doing things that are good. And sometimes a person, though we never do it lechatchila, we'll see in a second, but then the person who's had some more ups and downs to place themselves in certain situations, those are people who are able to grow much, much more. We're going to go a couple minutes late. Rav Huttner goes on to suggest a couple things in other letters. And I think it's very important. A couple, I would say, more practical etzos for a person who's struggling. Letter number, in Tzadi Vav, source number 11, Rav Huttner says, I want to tell you what you sow. He's talking to someone else who's struggling. In Choshen Mishpat, it is well known there are times when you are allowed to sit on a Beis Din and times when you are not allowed to sit in the Beis Din. Beis Din does not function in a full capacity at night. Beis Din may not sit in the full capacity on Shabbos. Beis Din, there may be certain times when Beis Din does not function in its normal capacity. It's not even that it's us or the judge. Huna says, I want to teach you a Chiddush. The Chiddush is that just as Beis Din is not always in a position to judge, so to a person, there are some times when a person should not be judging themselves. There are some times when a person's struggling a little bit, and it would be inappropriate for them to judge themselves and say, how am I doing? Putner says, trust me, the person he writes to, mom is, trust me, trust me, trust me. You are right now in a place where you should not be judging. You should not be judging. Do what you could do, grow as much as you regret, but sometimes Putner says, it's not always wise to look around and see, wow, how far have I fallen? I can't believe I'm here at this point. A person who struggles, it's not always the best strategic move. I tell people all the time that a guy is struggling sometimes. And I'll say the first thing to do is just, like we've heard a quote in the past in Baal Shem Tov, Rabbos Machshavos Blevius, V'yatzis Hashem Hi Sakum, that there will be a lot of plans, and the Eitz of Hashem, sometimes Baal Shem said is, Takum, just get up. A guy is struggling sometimes. He's having a hard time getting up in the mornings. So sometimes the Eitzah is not think about where you've fallen right now and judge yourself here. Sometimes the Eitzah is, you gotta just get up. After you've been here for a week, let's reflect upon where you were at. But right now is not a good time to judge where you're at. Not every time, says Rav Huttner, is the best time to come and to judge exactly where you're at. Rav Flitner points out in the next letter, in Kuf Mem Aleph, another important yesod. Okay, so I realize that I can't always judge myself, but I have to realize that if I'm in a place of Yerida, that is a gift. That's something that can give me a potential to be able to grow a Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'kam. Flitner says it's important to understand that we don't ever plan proactively to place ourselves in positions of Yeridos or Nefilos. The person deciding a particular, make a big decision, where am I going to go here, what am I going to do for this, what am I going to do for that, we don't plan to put ourselves in positions of Yeridos. What we do plan to do, says a Flitner though, that's L'chadchila. But once you've gone through it and tackled it, looking back, those are the kinds of things that give us enormous strength. It's a certain kind of irony, Flitner says, that to tackle a nefila, to tackle a yerida, to come overcome it requires strength. But when you do overcome it, you leave even stronger. You leave more energized and more powerful. A person, it's hard to, a guy struggling with something, it's hard to get those first couple days. But once you do it, you feel invigorated, you feel power, you feel you can really go. Flitner says that's something which can really help a lot when a person is struggling. The last Nakuda, it's a longer letter, and I'm sorry we're not going to be able to read inside. It's so beautiful the way he says. But Flitner points out, that's part of why the Ramah Dafka emphasized in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, Al Yevos Mebnei HaMalgim, one of the greatest challenges a person has who wants to overcome being in a difficult situation. So I know it's chashuv. I know I shouldn't be just judging myself of where I'm at right now. And I know that it's unfortunate I'm here, but I know that I need some strength. If I come through, I'll emerge much stronger. The one of the greatest things that Hunter points out that stops a person from being able to overcome that sometimes, Al Yevosh Mipnei HaMalgim. That you get the feeling sometimes that all around you, that what are they going to say about me if I push myself a little bit more? How are they going to look at me? Especially if I've dropped a little bit and now I'm a guy who hangs out with those people. How are they going to look at me? And if I do that, I'm so concerned. I think it's one of the greatest concerns of Rosh Hashanah. We'll talk about this, you know, again, said a bunch of times, but hopefully I have a list of things we'll speak about Thursday on Shavuos night a little bit. The notion of always looking around is something which really is one of the greatest inhibitors of a person's Avodas Hashem. So many people are not where they could be learning-wise because they're concerned about what other people think in a couple directions. And so many people are not where they could be Avodas Hashem-wise because they're nervous of what are other people going to think. And that's why the Ramah Dafka, at this stage, he talks about why the Ramah Dafka and the Ikhsut Mashiach, why the Ramah feels the need to emphasize that. But it's a very important yisod. Let me just summarize what we saw. I'm sorry I went a little bit quickly and did not have the time to develop ideas as much as I would have ideally liked to. But Rabbi Nachman and Rav Huttner are talking in practical terms with some underlying ideas. But what does a person do when they experience their ups and downs? They experience their challenges. For Rabbi Nachman, a lot of it is reorienting the challenge. Maybe you're not really falling. You can still get back up from where you are. You can find Hashem where you are. And there can always be someone that can pick you up. For Rabbi Nachman, the problem, in a certain sense, for Rabbi Nachman, the issue is, if I had to summarize the difference, for Rabbi Nachman, the issue is, you're not actually as far away as you think you are. The Ribbono Shel Olam is there with you. You can get back up. Put me and Rabbi Nachman together, that's how I would summarize Rabbi Nachman. You're not as far as you think you are. Maybe you're even growing. For Rav Huttner, Rav Huttner's not saying that you haven't fallen far. Rav Huttner saying, just realize that built into that is potential for greatness. Built into that's greatness. You could say, and some of us at times need a little bit of Rabbi Nachman. I'm not so far. I can get back. And some of us need sometimes a Rav Huttner. Maybe I have fallen, but if I learn how to tackle this, if I learn how to fight this, I will emerge much stronger. So Rav Huttner is all gedolim. They always struggled and they always tackled it. It's a question, maybe I am a little bit far, but Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'kam. It can happen multiple times. It can happen multiple times. And a person can fight through it. Can fight through it. They may lose some battles, says Rav Huttner, but they're certainly going to be able to win the war. I just have to know how to do it. Don't always judge yourself. For Rav Huttner also, have a Rebbe you can write to. When I got that letter, says Rav Huttner, Tov Ma'od. It's a great conversation to have. Let me know those struggles. Let me see how we can help fix them, says Rav Huttner. And says Rav Huttner, a person who does that, I'm not going to be Al Yevos with Neham Al Igan. Those are people that are going to be successful. Two different models for how we relate, in a certain sense, to struggles. We all go through this. It is how the world is created. Gracious, it's how the world is created with an up and a down. And those on how to navigate it well will be very successful. Shkoyach, guys. Again, I apologize for going a little bit later than usual. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.